Miracles are our unseen reality. Miracles are our unseen reality. How wonderful that is. How perfect that is. How delightful that is. How charming that is. Miracles are our unseen reality. Do you know that? Do you know that the unseen reality is the miracle that takes place? We have in our heart so many ideas, so many ideals. We have in our heart so many desires and so many dreams. And these dreams are unseen. These dreams are unknown. These dreams have never touched base, as far as we understand. And so we are looking at these as unseen reality. We're looking at them as unseen reality, and they are the miracles of our life. The miracles that take place every moment of our life. Because every moment of our life, we're thinking about beautiful things. Every moment of our life, we're thinking about desirable things. We're thinking about things that are so wonderful, so fantastic, so magnificent. I enjoy so much the various publications and network work, internet work that's coming out, and people who are talking about their dreams. People who are talking about their imagination. And they're talking perhaps ahead of their time, before their time, but they're nonetheless talking and they're sharing. And they're sharing their dreams and they're sharing their ideals and they're sharing their wisdom. And we watch movies like Star Trek. And as we watch these videos, as we watch these programs, we see them doing the impossible because they can. They can photographically do the impossible. They create a tricorder. This is something that does many wonderful, useful things for them in their work. And one of the most wonderful things that it does, it's a healing gadget. And it goes over the body when the body has a problem, and it tells you what is wrong and what has to be taken care of. And then it tells you whether it can take care of it, or whether it has to be done by some more superior instrumentation. And who thinks of these things? Who thinks of these wonderful ideas? Who thinks of these magical ideas? Well, the writers of Star Trek are unlimited. Whatever they think about, they can just bring it about. They can just manifest it. They can just work it out into their script and into their program. And they can have the design studio design the gadgets to do that and take care of it. And they have a gun that they use, and they call it a laser gun. And they can set it on stun just to stop someone from being obnoxious to them. Now, why do they have to create this sort of thing in their movies, in their videos? They do it because of the excitement. They do it because people love excitement. Now, if it were just a bunch of beautiful things going on, and they were going on to another planet, and they're finding a difficult circumstance, and they just immediately create a gadget that takes care of it, then it's done. And they create this gadget out of the miracle of their mind, out of the magic of their mind. And they create this gadget and bring it forth. Now, we know that that's fiction at the moment, but it's not all fiction. Because sometimes it's just a little before its time. And many times there are people who are thinking of these beautiful things and thinking of these beautiful ideas and thinking of these beautiful gadgets and little things that are so fantastic. And they just carry it on their belt. No bigger than perhaps 4 inches by 5 or 6 inches, and maybe an inch and a half thick, almost like an iPhone. And as they are doing it, they do wonderful things. And then they have a little button on their chest, and they touch that button, and they say, "Beam me up, Scotty." And Scotty, who is on duty at his station, beams them up. And they beam up, not as a physical body, but as an electrical body. And they leave the Earth in electrical stream, and they arrive on the ship at electrical stream, and they manifest themselves in complete manifestation, complete wonderful quality of being. And it's wonderful. And this is how it works. But it's the magic of it, truly the magic. Miracles are our unseen reality. Now, they can do these things in movies. They can do these things in the manner of creating them. They can do these things because they're not limited. They don't have to make them work. They just have to create them to appear to work. And then with the cinematic projection, they make the appearance be as though it's real. They make the body stream through space. They make all these things. The thing that interests me is how far the beam that they have created goes. It goes from their ship down to Earth, which is perhaps several miles away or maybe a light year away. But the distance, by and large, does not make any difference. They can do anything they want, and they can manifest anything. And then they manifest themselves from location to location on the ship. And they can always say, beam me up to sick bay, you know. And they manifest themselves location to location. And they manifest up whatever they say. 3 to beam up, 5 to beam up, 4 to beam up. And there's one left behind, because that's the alien. And this is the magic. This is the magic that we have available to us. It's our unseen reality. We think this is something that is perhaps a joke, perhaps a strange, wonderful gadget that can never be. But little by little, it's being done. They have done this teleportation. They have done this beaming up, this beaming of a physical being. But they haven't gotten all the bugs out of it yet, and they will. And as they do it, the day will come, then that'll be the most common thing in the world. Just like cars today are the most common thing in the world, yet years ago they were not. Just like spaceships are common, and years ago, not too many years ago, it was not common. Today, iPhones, telephones, television, all these things that were so wonderful not so long ago are commonplace. Let your unseen miracles, let your unseen reality reveal itself as something very real for you right now. There is peace on earth. That can be something, a miracle revealed. There is abundance for all on earth. No one lives in poverty. And it's for everyone on earth. Yes, that's what we're working on. There's good health for all on earth. There is agelessness for all on earth. All will be ageless. All will live forever. Now, that seems, in our present understanding, something not too practical, not too desirable. But as the time comes, then it will be the most natural thing in the world. Miracles are our unseen reality. Dream your unseen reality today. Let your unseen reality come forth in your mind, in your consciousness. Start by saying, there is peace on earth, and it began with you. Start saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My original purity expresses in every organ, action, function of my body, every moment of my life. Why not? Why not? I live in happy relationships with all in the world because I created them. And if there's anything that does not please me, I stop creating it. I stop having it be an appearance in my world, and only in my world is wholeness, purity, right action, truth, goodness, and all that I am, and all that you are. This day claim it for yourself, know it for yourself, and let it be, in your world, the most natural thing that you could ever imagine. Know that in all of this, because I love myself, and because I created all, I say all is in divine order. I love you. I love you. I love you.